This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, February 6th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. There was a record attendance this week at CattleCon in Nashville. AgriPulse newsmaker host Lydia Johnson provides a detailed look at key issues for cattlemen in this week's program. NCBA's Ethan Lane says cattlemen are now experiencing rewards from years of hard work.
Higher cattle prices than they've seen in a generation, higher quality grades for our product than we've ever seen, demand for our product from consumers through the roof, not just here but around the world, and a lot of conversation here about how we can continue that run.
Lane says the industry is united in protecting the herd from foreign animal disease and fighting the good fight to keep New World screwworm from migrating north from Mexico into the U.S.
A lot of discussion about Secretary Rollins and the work that she and her team are doing, both to make sure that the Mexican government is meeting their obligations on their side, as well as taking steps to make sure we're prepared here in the U.S. As it makes its advance towards cattle producers here on this side of the border and other impacted folks across the spectrum. A lot of discussion about what that's going to look like and making sure she has the support her and her team need to make those quality decisions, get that help on the ground, get that facility built to manufacture a couple hundred million square flies a week for us.
Lane said producers were interested in talking about the Trump administration's regulatory agenda, that including WOTUS and endangered species. He says the president's trade agenda was a common topic of discussion.
Obviously, with the president's tariff agenda, a lot of those non-tariff barriers that have been such a problem for cattle producers being renegotiated, that's a real positive for our producers. Eyes on the negatives from that, right, as well. Some of the China conversation here has been pretty pointed, talking about how that continues to be a real Achilles in these trade conversations, and one that we need to see resolved, hopefully, this next year.
Lane says cattlemen are blessed with strong consumer demand, ample feed supplies, and low cattle numbers. But he says the intangible is a key headwind to growth.
The only piece that's missing from that equation right now for producers is certainty. And that's the thing I think we're talking a lot about. Getting past this era of, you know, lurching from press release to press release and all of these sort of bots and fakers on the internet, these fake cowboys and, you know, animal rights activists, folks that are trying to influence opinions on the internet and make sure that the real cattle producers in this room have their voices heard, both by the administration and by public at large on these issues. I think that's really the top of mind for producers here, that feel like sometimes they're being spoken for by people who've never fed an animal in their lives, that that's something that's very frustrating to them.
Keith Good with Cattle Facts agrees the industry has a positive outlook, but he outlines some key headwinds of his own.
You know, the headwinds we've got basically is weather and also some uncertainty. You've got a lot of producers who may be getting a little bit older, got some urban sprawl taking place, cost of capital. And I think we've got a lot of producers that remember the last cattle cycle when prices dropped tremendously going through 2015 and 2016.
Good expects the Mexican border to open sometime this year, which will increase inventory, but he also expects growth in the domestic herd.
Just think about the fundamentals going forward, at least for the first half of the year, very similar to what we experienced through the bulk of 2025. So values should stay very elevated in here until two things happen. One, the border reopens. Obviously, psychologically, that's a downer, as well as increased supply of feeders and calves. And then number two, just thinking about the margin operators, feed yards in particular, they're buying a lot of high break-evens.
You can hear more from this week's CattleCon on AgriPulse Newsmakers, available now at AgriPulse.com. In other news, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit 50,000 for the first time today. The index was below 6,600 during the 07 to 09 recession. Millions will tune into the big game on Sunday and what they eat's a big deal. In fact, the NFL championship represents the second highest day of food consumption, trailing only Thanksgiving. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says there'll only be one winner on Sunday, but everybody wins when we protect America's food supply chain. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Curious Plot, formerly known as FLM Harvest. Learn more at CuriousPlot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.